Tav Reish Ayin Beis Siv Beis Mechaber says Shachach Ohezid Belo Hidlakim Shkias Achama. If you made a mistake, light at the appropriate time. If you made a mistake and you didn't light at the appropriate time at Shkia, Madlak V'Holech At Shetichla Regem Anashuk, you're allowed to continue light. You can light at any point as long as people are still in the marketplace. Shuk Mochatzi Shah. The Mechaber says that amount of time is a half hour. So you have until a half hour after Tzeis, when people are still around, to continue lighting candles. Sha'azam over Meshavim Vika Pesumei Nisa, because they're still publicizing the miracle. Hilkach Tzarech Lidim B'Shemin Kazer Ashir. Therefore, even if you light at the appropriate time of Shkia, you need to have enough oil in it that it be able to last for a half hour after Tzeis HaKochavim. V'im Nasan Bag Yosir, if you put more than that amount of oil in it, Yachol HaBosal Achashe Avar Zehazman, you can put it out. You can put out the fire, put out the candle, once the half-hour time has passed. And so too, after that half-hour, you would be allowed to use the candles for any purpose that you wanted. The Rama says that nowadays, that was only true that you had to light within by that time of a half hour after Tzeis HaKochavim, when they used to light outside their homes, and the whole purpose of the miracle of the mitzvah was to publicize the miracle for the people outside. But nowadays that we light inside, says the Rama, there are poskim who say that it doesn't matter what time you light, you can light even after Shetichla Regem Anashuk Umikol Makom Tov Lizar Gam Hazman Hazeh. However, it is best, says the Mechaber, says the Rama, to do it even earlier, even nowadays when we're lighting inside our homes. So the Mishnah Berurah says that it sounds like from the Mechaber that if you light after Shkia Sachama, then you would not need to put in that much oil. You only, right? After Tzeis, meaning if the whole thing, it has to last for a half hour after Tzeis. So if you light 15 minutes after Tzeis, then you'd only need to put in enough oil for it to last for 15 minutes. However, the Mishnah Berurah says that's only true according to the din of the Gemara. But nowadays, where you're lighting for the people inside your house, so you always need to light, have enough oil for it to last at least a half hour. And even if you're lighting after people are no longer around, you still have to have enough oil in it that it'd be able to last for a half hour. So does it work l'chumra also? So the Brisker Rav held that not only do you have that amount of time to light that you can light as long as people are around in the street, but it needs to be lit until people are in the street. And therefore he would make sure to add oil so that it would be able to last until there were still people around in the marketplace. However, Rosham Zalman Orbach disagrees, and many other poskim say that it doesn't matter if people are still around, you just have to last for a half hour and that's it. What if the only people around are non-Jews? Is it still true? So Rav Moshe Feinstein says there's no presuming Nisa when it comes to non-Jews. However, Rav Yashav disagrees based on the Gemara, because the Gemara says the half-hour time comes from the Talmudians, and the Talmudians weren't Jewish, according to Rashi. So who cares about the Talmudians? Rather, we see that there is presuming Nisa even for the non-Jews. That is in terms of that. The Mishnah Berurah then points out that there's a hiddur to use long candles because those are more beautiful. But adding oil isn't any hiddur of any sort. Rav Shechter actually thinks that there's more of a hiddur mitzvah to use candles than oil because he thinks the candles look nicer than the oil. But most people continue to use oil anyway. When it comes to putting out the candles,
why are you Torah?
So the Mechaber said that you can put out the candles after that half hour time period. But the Mishnah Berurah says that the reason is because you only care for it to last that half hour. And once that half hour is up, so then that rest of the oil you're allowed to use. However, Mishnah Berurah quotes most Acharonim who disagree and say, L'chachila, you should make sure to make a Tanai when you put the oil in that you only want the amount that is needed for that half hour should be for the mitzvah, and all other oil you'd be allowed to use afterwards. But there are still some who are machmir not to use the oil for any purposes whatsoever. When it comes to nowadays, so the Rama said that we light for the people inside. So what's the latest you can light? So he says you should light when the people are around in your house as well. Before lighting candles, you're not allowed to learn Torah. Once the time has come, you're not allowed to eat, anything like that. But if you have a set kvias where you're in the kolel and you're being paid, so then some have the opinion that you should stay in the kolel until you're done and then go home and light. But most yeshivas stop in the middle to go home to light. And when it comes to eating, you shouldn't eat a real meal. You can eat a little, you could drink a little bit or something like that. But regular eating would not be allowed. Let's say you want to leave. Are you allowed to put out your? Are you allowed to put out the candles in that situation if you're afraid that it's dangerous or something like that? Would you be allowed to put out the candles? So most poskim suggest that once the half hour has been done, you would be allowed to put out the candles. Chazon Ish actually was machbid to put out the candles after half hour, and they say in his name. The reason is because he said, if I let it light more, then people will say that that's the halacha, that it needs to light more. So he would specifically put the candles out after a half hour, so everyone wouldn't think that there's a din that it needs to last more than a half hour. But again, if you have to leave for whatever purpose, let's say you're going to catch a flight or something like that, so then it would appear that you could put out the candles if needed. Better to have somebody come and check in, but it would be okay to put out the candles.